Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. There goes Adams. The throw from Edwards to Smalley, and Adams is out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Mixes moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mixes scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Merriman scores. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. There goes Stahlkup. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLish. Wyrostek moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahlcup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehmeyer bunts towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixes covering, for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball towards center. Jeff Coat catches it and throws to third to double up Ryan. Adams scores. It's 4-3, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup misplays the ball. That's an error on Stahlcup. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahlcup. The throw from Edwards and he is out. Mixes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Howell and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Bruce Edwards. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors bunts towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connors moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Cal McLish. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti now playing shortstop. Mickey Owen now catching. Joe Hatton now pitching. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wyrostek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball four. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher strikes out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stahlcup hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing left field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti takes first base on ball four. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 3 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramazzotti moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball towards left. Usher catches it and throws to home to double up Ramazzotti. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.